Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and this is so weird. I am not. This is very strange. I do apologize because I am not supposed to be on this channel. But in any case, I'm going to, and I didn't even log in under this channel. Interesting. Okay, well, I think it is probably Blog Talk Radio's mistake, but in any case, I do apologize for being a bit tardy because of radio and the number that I'm supposed to dial into and use the pen. I know I'm rambling. Anyway, I do apologize. It's confusing me. But anyway, this morning it's the 2nd of April, 2016. And again, I'm saying good morning, and I'm your host, Charlena. And you've entered the midnight zone of meditation with Charlena, or midnight meditation with Charlena. How has your week gone? Has anyone punched any of your buttons this week? Has anyone touched off a hot zone in your soul that you may not have been able to get out of power of the 12 powers of man? And April is the start of love. We will start our meditation, as we always do, with the three cycles of inhalation, holding, and expiration on a count of 8, 4, and 6. And as just as a reminder, and probably this will be the last month I remind you, this year, instead of counting out loud, I will start the count and then count silently before guiding you into our meditation. As I said, this morning's meditation is looking at love through our heart. We are going within to reacquaint ourselves with our true beings of love, not from the 60s or the 70s, but from the universe. After all, we are made from and made up of love. This morning, we will take the opportunity to go within and know our love is ever encompassing us as our true nature. What we see on television, or even its representation on Facebook, but who we are and whose we are from the inside out. As we go within and know that love is our true nature, our true essence, we get back to our true selves. I will be reciting famous quotes, and after I do, I would like you to, I invite you to take a minute to dwell on those quotes, however or whatever it means within your own mind, body, or soul. The quotes are taken from brainpicking.com, and they're on the first page. So if during the week after you've, I hope, re-listened to the meditation, you might want to go in to brainpickings.com to see who said the various quotes. One of the quotes is mine. So now, I invite you to get comfortable in your favorite meditation stance, position, or whatever. As you do our cycle of breathing, allow your body to completely relax, even go limp, with each inhalation and exhalation. Truly feel you are one with love within your heart and within your soul. Let us now begin our breathing cycle. Inhale, inhale. allowing yourself to yawn in when necessary. And hold. Let your body go limp as you exhale. Continue on that path or breathing at your own discrimination, holding and exhale. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything. Is no safe investment. To love it all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure of keeping intact and little luxuries, avoid all entanglement. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The alternative tragedy, or at least to the risk of tragedy, is damnation. The only place outside heaven, all the dangers and perturbations of love is hell. Live with pleasure in love. Parents can change a baby awkwardly and often with a great deal of mess. The mind. In love is perhaps the most fatal to true happiness. In case you are feeling unloved any time, just remember, people sometimes say that you must believe in feelings deep inside, otherwise you'd never be confident of things like, my wife loves me, or my husband loves me. But this is a bad art. When you are with somebody who loves you, you see and hear lots of little tidbits of assistance, and they all add up. It isn't purely inside feeling, like the feeling that priests call revelation. There are outside things to back up the inside feeling. Looks in the eye, tender notes in the voice, little favors and kindnesses. This is all real evidence. Anyone who falls in love is searching for missing pieces of themselves. So anyone who's in love gets sad when they think of their lover. It's like stepping back inside a room you have fond memories of in a long, long time. Gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. Love is a temporary madness. It erupts like volcanoes and then subsides. And when it subsides, you have to make a decision. You have to work out whether your roots have so entwined together that it is inconceivable that you should ever part. Because this is what love is every second minute of the day. It is not lying awake at night, imagining that he's kissing every cranny of your body. No, don't blush. I'm telling you some truths. That is just being in love, which any fool can do. Love itself is what is left over. Being in love has burned away. And this is both an art and fortunate accident. I know by experience that the poets are right. Love is eternal. Love is a very difficult understanding that something other than yourself is real. Until next time.